In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis. C'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He say, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai. Featuring gluten protein with creamy vegan pear sauce and fresh boiled vegetables.
Hello. I hope you all enjoy your vegetarian food. Okay, today we're going to make some vegan protein from gluten flour. You buy ready-made gluten flour. It means the protein from the wheat has already been separated from the starch. Otherwise, you can make your own. If you don't know how, you can log on to SupremeMasterTV.com. Okay? Now here I have like 200 grams of the gluten flour. Good. And put a little bit of water in. to form a dough. Yeah? Don't put too much, a little bit at a time. And then use some fork or chopstick to stir it. If not enough water, you put more. I had a cup of water there, but I put only half yet. Mix it together to form a dough, yeah? Not too wet, huh? Okay. To add more water all the time. Here you go. Add the whole cup in. Now you have to use your hands to mix it all together. Mix the water in. Okay, then it becomes a dough like this, like a ball. We put it aside and turn on the cooker to boil some water. In a pot like this, you put like half full of water and boil it up. Gluten protein is a protein that's separated from wheat flour. Yeah. Normally, bread making wheat flour. Okay. And for that, we also need to have sauce to eat with. So for the sauce, we need some soy milk, some mushroom seasoning, if you have, or you know, the vegetable seasoning and some whole black pepper and some flour. Also some ground black pepper if you need. And some salt and maybe Maggi or soy sauce. And a pear as well. A pear is to sweeten the sauce. You know, we're going to grate the pear. I chop it very thin and put it in the sauce later on to sweeten it without having to use any sugar. And of course, we eat it with boiled zucchini and boiled squash, pumpkin, yes, or any other vegetable that you prefer. While waiting for the water to boil, we can prepare vegetable. We can shell the pear. And make it already for the sauce. And shell the zucchini, or not shell the zucchini, or you can use it like that. And shell or not shell the pumpkins, depends on you. If you have a grater, then you can grate the pear. If not, you just slide it very thin like that with a sharp knife, have a little saw at the edge. So like this, it's very, very thin. Take the inside seed off, hey? So you make a smoother sauce. And after you slide it thin, you chop it finer still. Yeah, very, very fine. The finer the better. Yeah, as fine as you can. Otherwise, it doesn't matter that much, okay? Just to give the flavor. Just my own recipe, huh? A small pear, you chop it like that. Now, you put it aside here. Finely chopped pepper. Zucchini, we also prepare it. It's not much to prepare the zucchini, actually. You know, you can either cut it long or you cut it round. Just cut it chunky round like this. Yeah, and then we're going to boil it. That's it. Very simple. Right. Same with squash, yeah? Cut it into reasonable size. Ah, water is boiling. Fantastic. Okay. Going to divide this into two pieces, right? Just divide it. So it will cook nicer, quicker. Otherwise, you can keep the whole thing and just put it in the boiling water. It will cook just the same. Okay, we put it in the boiling water. Let it cook like for 10 minutes, all right? One piece. I'll stretch it out a little bit. Two pieces. It doesn't have to be very hard boiling, so we can turn it a little bit, like two-thirds or half of the heat, as long as it's boiling fine. Okay, continue with the pumpkin. We cut it into bigger sides. Yeah. A little smaller, easier to eat, maybe. All right, or not. It doesn't matter so much. We put it there. Ready and fine. We can either use another pot to boil the vegetable, or we wait around 10 minutes until the gluten protein is cooked. Then we can use that water also to boil the vegetable. That's good. We can cover it. Let it boil it. Meanwhile, we can already prepare the sauce, yeah? Okay. In a frying pan, you put a little olive oil or any cooking oil, like 2-3 tablespoons of oil, and heat it up. You can add a pinch of salt. Okay. Now we add in the small pear, right? And let it fry there for a little while. I think the protein's already cooked. Yeah. When it's cooked, it should be a little harder. Not soft like when you knead it. So we can turn the heater off from the boiling water. Pear. Smell nice. Wow. Smell very, very nice. So we can put in like a teaspoon of whole pepper, not ground pepper. A teaspoon or more if you like. Add a little bit of vegetable broth powder, a little bit of mushroom seasoning. The mushroom seasoning may not give any trouble even if you put a little bit more, because it will just sweeten and give the flavor. I will put a little bit of flour in there. Like 1 tablespoon of flour. Mix it with the ingredient inside the pan. It's look golden now, so we can put in 1 cup of soy milk. Add it in slowly. Yeah. As I tell you many times, we can always add, so don't have to be too generous in the beginning. Take it easy first. And when you feel that the liquid or some condiments is not enough, we can always add on. I check it out, if it tastes good. Mm. Okay, very good. And if it's not thick enough, the sauce, we can always add more flour. Let the sauce simmer there. Low heat, simmer it there, let it be. So now we have to take out the protein and cut it into smaller, thinner pieces. Doesn't matter if you make a little bit more protein than you need. You can always use it next day, okay? Just leave it in the fridge. It's not meat, it will not go bad. Now the water is still hot and boiling. We can add the vegetable that we have prepared. Zucchini and the squash. We just put it in that water to boil. So save it, saving work, you know? And check out my sauce. Very good, very good. So we let the vegetable boil there in medium heat, huh? Then we cut. You see the pear that you left? A little bit there? You can eat it or make ice cream or keep it there in case you don't like the sauce. You can always add on. Okay, now we're going to cut this gluten protein. You cut it as big as you want, eh? Hold it with a fork or a chopstick because it's hot. Thin, like half a centimeter. Don't cut it too thick, yeah? Because if it's too thick, then the sauce will not penetrate very well. That's all. It's not forbidden or anything. My knife is a little small. You can use a bigger one, eh? I like to use small knife. Some people just eat it like that with soy paste, you know? Or ketchup. It's nice. Okay, now we put this in the sauce to cook for 5-10 minutes. Turn it a little bit so the sauce can marinate in it. Let the sauce simmer, but not too low. Eh? Now all the piece is deep in the sauce. So we cover it, let it cook, huh? Oh, looks so good. Turn around again so that it's all cooked. Marinated well in the sauce. There, one more piece here. One more piece there. So we keep it there, simmering. The rest we can save it and fry it and do it some other thing. Yeah. In 5 or up to 10 minutes, your vegetable is already boiled well. Don't have to boil too long, okay? So we turn it off now. Next time I will show you how to cook another dish with the gluten protein. Frying. Today we just like simmering in the pan. Next time we can fry and have another kind of sauce. Now I'm going to transfer it onto a plate. There we go. Oh, yeah. And then invite people. We turn the heater off now. And pour the sauce over it. You can pour it. There we are. And then we put the vegetable together. So here is your protein and vegetable dish. Gluten protein. See, it's not much, very inexpensive meal. Of course, you can eat with corn and bread. And you have zero alcohol, wine. Vegetarian wine, yes. So it's nice.
Oh, wow, Master, what's this dish here?
Oh, this is gluten protein. Cooked with my own recipe sauce.
Oh, it looks lovely. And the vegetables?
Yeah, vegetables, you know. Squash and zucchini.
Zucchini, yes.
And you can, you know, this vegetarian wine, yeah?
Yes.
And also corn if you don't have enough. Yeah, mm-hmm. And bread, to eat it with bread.
Yes. Wow, it looks so wonderful.
It does, huh?
Yes.
You know? You see, and you can light a candle like that, yeah?
Oh, yes.
You don't have to kill to be romantic, no?
No.
It's all vegetarian.
Yes.
In case you have a boyfriend, eh?
Yeah.
And this, see, I think you would like this, no?
Yeah, wow.
Champagne, even. Non-alcoholic, zero alcohol. Don't it look good?
Yes, it does, Master. Yes, very good.
So if you have a boyfriend, you know what to do, eh?
Yes, Master.
Yes. And the recipe I will give you, of course.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, cheers.
Cheers, Master.
Okay.
Cheers.
To the planet.
Yes.
Save the planet. Good, huh?
Yes, very good.
Now we can share this.
Yes, thank you.
Some more sauce. One more piece.
Thank you.
I have vegetable. Is that vegetable you boil, you know, a couple minutes or 10 minutes if you want it soft.
Oh, okay.
So boil just a few minutes, good enough. Vegetable
yes,
should be fresh. Could even be raw.
Yes. And it looks very fresh as well.
Yeah, it does. Of course it's fresh.
Thank you, Master. Thank
good
you.
Appetite. Yeah. Bon appetit.
Bon appetit, yeah. Mm.
You can eat with bread, okay?
Oh, yes, yes. Okay.
The vegan butter, of course. If you want to get back to
it. Yeah. Yes, I love butter.
Yeah, I know. So that's nice. Why I put it there for you.
Thank you.
We don't have boyfriends, so it doesn't matter, huh?
Yeah.
Who cares how we look like?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
And enjoy.
Enjoy life, yes.
Yes.
But we worked here, so I don't think we have any time to get fat, no.
No.
The champagne is really good, eh?
Yeah, it is.
I like it.
Yeah, me too.
And this is a no-killing meal. Not even the plant.
No.
It's all, you know, come off the tree, the plant.
Yes,
willingly,
Master, yes.
The fruit from the trees.
Yes.
It's like Western meal.
Protein's good with the lovely sauce.
Mm-hmm.
The sauce is so nice, Master.
Of course. The sauce is the most important in the cooking, you know. If no sauce like this, the protein will taste nothing.
Yeah. It's delicious, the sauce.
Mm-hmm. You know how I cook it?
How, Master?
I add half a pear.
Oh, wow.
And soy milk.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't notice that. There's pear in it.
No, of course.
Yeah.
It's cooked, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Integrate into the sauce already. Yeah. I'll give you the recipe.
Thank you, Master.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
We should put the champagne in the ice bucket, huh?
That's awesome.
But it's too cold.
Yeah.
It's cold enough. Yeah?
Yes, it's nice like this.
It's winter, no?
Yeah.
We don't need it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, no need.
I finished mine already.
I'm still enjoying mine.
Oh, my love, continue.
Yes.
More sauce, huh?
Yes, Master, yes.
Why?
It's so lovely.
Better than the protein, huh?
Yes, Master.
I know. Next time I just make sauce, eh?
Yes, Master, yeah, we can have it with.
Have it with bread and sauce. No need protein, nothing, huh?
No.
We enjoyed your company today for a gift of love. Simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Good People, Good Works is up next right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Blessed be your noble and compassionate hearts.